Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network this Tuesday morning. Can you believe it? July is already over. Yes, it's July 31st. It's the last day of July. School is rapidly approaching, and it's Tuesday if you're just getting your morning started. It's 7:36 a.m. And let me just take a quick breath and say, you know how I share with you guys about Monday and loving Monday? Well, sometimes I realize that Mondays can be hard because my Monday was exceptionally challenging yesterday, and yours may have been as well. But you know what? This morning, I am so grateful and so hopeful that yesterday is over. Tomorrow is not yet here. And you know what I'm doing this morning? I'm relishing in today. And I want to encourage you, if you had an especially challenging Monday, that you wipe the slate clean, because yesterday is over. There's not a thing we can do to change what happened yesterday, all of its events, because I'm going to tell you, there's something about Monday that there are always things that are vying for your attention, things that just work. I mean, they work devilishly with the universe to try to ruin your day and give Monday a bad day. But you know what DC and I did? We just kept pressing. And we said, you know what? God's got this. God's got us. God is our source. So we just reminded ourselves of all of those things that we absolutely could not control. And we said, God, you got this. And we decided that despite those things that came against us on yesterday, we were going to have a good day. But you know what? I'm glad it's over. We can't change it. But today is going to be bigger, better, and greater than yesterday. You know why? Because we've purposed in our hearts that it just will be. And so if you had a challenging yesterday, we want you to jump right in today. Get your morning started with good, positive affirmations about who you are, whose you are, and who your source is. Not your job, not your husband, not your family, not your friends, not your money, but who your real source is. The great one. The great one is your source this morning. So we hope that your Tuesday morning is off to a great start. It looks like it's going to be another sweltering hot day. So we want you to get prepared. Make sure that you're staying hydrated. Make sure that if you've got seniors that live in your community, that you're checking on them. And you know what? We saw a lady leave a baby in a car yesterday, a young child in a car. Please don't leave your kids in the car. It's just way too hot. And things can happen so quickly. It is hot out there. So make sure that if kids are outdoors, that they're staying hydrated, and make sure that you're checking on your seniors. You know what? As we get the morning started, we have an absolutely incredible show this morning, and we're going to be joined by an incredible woman that we'll introduce you to after the break. You know what? We're about to start school again. The school year is here. It's not even coming. It's here. And we want to talk to you about some things that we need to be talking to our kids about as they're approaching back to school. Stay on point. Stay with us, because you don't want to miss this morning's show. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with lots more right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team are in Rapides Parish to serve you. Don't forget, even though we have only seen hot, hot, hot weather, it is hurricane season, so make sure that your insurance is on point. Whether it's your homeowners, whether it's fire insurance, flood insurance, make sure that you phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon, that's Nora Clayton. You can phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday by phoning 318-442-7204. And if you're looking for great hair, healthy hair, great style, that's Be Unique Hair Salon. 318-442-7204 is where you can phone for an appointment. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're talking about a very, very important subject, and it's one that maybe parents are not considering. And let me just tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about teen dating violence. And there has been a plethora of studies done on and research done on this subject. But as we are broaching back to school, it is an important conversation that we need to begin to have with our children, not just for the beginning of school, but all year long. Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting, this is just one of many reports, that 1 in 11 adolescents say that they have been the victims of physical dating violence. And so here to talk about this very, very important subject is Ms. Carolyn Hoyt. She is the executive director of Next Step right here in Central Louisiana, but she is on a crusade to stop dating, teen dating of violence, and raise awareness. Carolyn, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So glad to have you. Carolyn, this is an important subject, but before we even jump into the subject, one of the things that we do here at the OPT Network is we find those people that are living their dream. And you're one of those people that decided to take that leap of faith, step out of your profession, which is child development and family studies. You had a job doing an incredible job, and you decided to leave that. I want you to talk about, before we get into Next Step, A Fight We Can Win, I want you to talk about the journey.
Thank you, Carlette. Well, I was executive director of a nonprofit organization here in Alexandria for 10 years. Prior to that, on the board of directors for 5 years while we opened up a battered women's shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw with Turning Point Shelter being one of the six programs under the family counseling umbrella, I just got so dismayed seeing the revolving door battered women travel through mm-hmm. between their homes and an emergency shelter. And I knew there just had to be a better way to break that intergenerational cycle of domestic violence. And we would see women come in and they'd do so well, and without any place else to go, and their time was up at the shelter, they had no alternative but to go back to the very home they had escaped.
Mm.
And it did such a number on the young children. And so Denise Brown,
mm-hmm.
Nicole Brown Simpson's sister-in-law, had been here to do a fundraiser for us and ask if I would be interested in stepping out on faith and starting a new program.
Is that how it started? That's when you met Denise Brown, she asked you if you were interested in taking a step of faith.
Right,
wow.
Right. And it was quite a journey.
So what did you think when she asked you that?
Well, I knew that there was such a need for the next step for women in abusive relationships in order to break that cycle. And so we thought we got our ducks in a row, and it took us 18 months. This was post-Katrina,
mm-hmm.
and where it used to take about 3 months to get your nonprofit designation from the IRS, it took us 18 tough and long struggling months.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept thinking about Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you.
Wow.
And plans to give you hope and a future. And that was my goal, was to give battered families hope and more secure and happier futures. And so that began our journey with Next Step.
And so, Carolyn, when you're in the moment and this woman that you had just met says, are you interested in taking a step of faith? Now, you've got the stability of your job, the stability of the benefits of your job, and all that encompasses. How do you get yourself ready to take that leap of faith?
Just praying that if it's meant to be and it's in keeping with His plan for my life, that I step out on faith and that everything will be okay. Wow. And it hasn't been easy, but it's amazing the doors that have been opened.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a good time in America's history and in Central Louisiana to start a new nonprofit, but it's just been amazing how things have been provided, and it just really reaffirmed my faith. And we've been recognized by the governor's office with mm-hmm. our teen dating violence program. We've been recognized by former Lieutenant Governor Landrieu mm-hmm. with our model that we developed, and he thought it could be taken around the nation.
Wow.
Something that started here in Central Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that we haven't had our challenges, and especially financial challenges.
Sure.
Writing grants and writing reports and getting the funding to do our program, but we have such little overhead that the majority of the funding we bring in goes right into direct services for SYNLAW.
Right. And so your passion begins with helping these women so that they don't have to return back into the environment from which they have fled.
Correct. And to make the public aware of the plight of battered women. You know, it's so easy to say, well, I wouldn't take that. Why does she stay?
Right.
She must like getting beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just began a crusade to educate the public about the cycle of violence and what the public can do to break that cycle and mm-hmm. to help its victims.
And then you took it another step. You started reaching out to teens, which is really, really a growing generation of teens that we're seeing that have been immersed in teen dating violence. Let's talk about that program.
Sure. Well, several years ago, we developed, my associate and I developed a play about domestic violence, and it had a component about dating violence in it. And we raised funding so that every 10th grader in Rapides Parish could ride a school bus and come to Coughlin Saunders to see this original musical drama.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew then, and that's when Yvette Cade came to speak, to be
right.
our keynote speaker.
Right. And for those people who don't remember Yvette Cade, we had her on Point, but even more poignant than that, she was the young woman that her husband came to her job and literally set her on fire.
Set her on fire. She should not be among us, but she gives her healing and her survival to the great physician because she defied all the odds by surviving
Absolutely.
That horrific act. And she mesmerized these kids at our Coughlin Saunders performance. We realized then it was not practical and it was cost prohibitive to do this annually. And so my associate, Fred Worthington, said, we need to develop a program we can take to the kids
mm-hmm.
in school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how our A Fight We Can Win was developed. And interestingly, the year after we did this program on teen dating violence, the Louisiana legislature passed a law that mm-hmm. every public school student from 7th through 12th grade by law is mandated to be taught about dating violence and healthy relationships.
Wow.
And we were just poised and ready. I don't think that was a coincidence. Next Step was poised already with the program
mm-hmm.
to take to schools and just pick up where health teachers have left off. And we're taking the program and running with it.
Absolutely. You know what? This is a very poignant conversation, not just as we're approaching back to school, but what are we saying to our teens about loving and respecting themselves and about teen and dating violence. Stay on Point. We'll be back right after this.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chili. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Attention, Alexandria and surrounding...
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. And as we are talking about back to school, don't forget that the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, up until August the 15th, they've got some loans that you can go in and apply for that will help you to get prepared for back to school. These are so, so low interest that it's almost free money. And what it provides for is it provides for those school supplies, those school uniforms, and even school lunches. So anything having to do with getting prepared for back to school to help to defray the initial cost of getting the kids up and ready for back to school. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71 right there in beautiful Cheneyville, Louisiana, and you need to make a stop, well, Davis One Stop is where you should stop. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, you know, we have been trying to reach out and touch Carolyn Hoyt, who is the founder of Next Step, for a long time. She is, you know, Carolyn, as we were getting ready for the show this morning in my early, early prayer time, I said, you know what, Carolyn is a warrior. You are a true crusader for women and for young people. And this morning we're talking about teen dating violence. And not only teen dating violence, but people will be surprised at the prevalence and the frequency of teen dating violence. It runs across race, it runs across gender, it runs across socio and economic lines, and it happens to both males and females. And so as we broach the school year starting, I want you to talk about what parents should know about teen dating violence.
That it's prevalent, it's more prevalent than they realize,
mm-hmm.
and that they need to educate themselves about the warning signs and their roles in helping guide their young people to healthy relationships. That starts with being a good role model,
mm-hmm.
and having open communication, and avoid blaming and telling young people what to do,
mm-hmm.
but to come around to them through the back door, so to speak, and show them what healthy relationships look like, where there's mutual respect and open communication.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that we were talking about as a family just as early as this morning are some of the ways that dating violence, how it's manifest in verbal abuse, in physical abuse, and even through texting.
That's right, Carlette. Right now, to be a young person and be exposed to things that we knew, you know, that weren't even available for us when we were coming up. But texting, excessive texting and power and control, that is a way that an abuser can keep control over his or her a partner,
right.
dating partner,
right.
is excessive texting. Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with?
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge warning sign. And now we have to worry about sexting.
Right.
And what kids are being exposed to and what they're putting out on Facebook.
Right.
And with whom they're having relationships online. It's just a scary world, and parents have got to be educated and be involved.
And, you know, not only to be involved and educated, Carolyn, but to be able to keep up with the fast pace at which our teens and even tweens are moving electronically.
Excellent point. And you're so right. Tweens
mm-hmm.
are involved in abusive relationships and bullying. That's
mm-hmm.
a form of dating violence, is
right.
being bullied. We're in schools now. We've taught over 3,000 children this past, young people this past school year. And we teach them, Louisiana law states that children, students have got to be taught the warning signs, the definition of dating violence, and characteristics of healthy relationships. And we've got this award-winning music video that's telling the story for us. It's produced to show kids using other students.
Mm-hmm.
So they're learning about dating violence through the voice of other teens,
right.
their peers, versus an adult standing up there and lecturing them.
Right.
And we teach them, it's amazing, the four types of abuse: verbal, emotional, physical, and sexual.
Right.
And the warning signs for each of those.
So, Carolyn, now, it is a huge feat that you've touched over 3,000 teens on this journey. Do we feel like, or do you feel like, being in the midst of this journey, do we feel like they're getting it? Are they responsive?
I believe so, Carlette. That's an excellent question. It is amazing what our music videos that we show the kids, and then we've got other multimedia that we show them, news clips about this young lady. You've spoken with her mother.
Mm-hmm. Trellis story.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
She broke up with her abusive boyfriend. He was a big football star at his high school.
Mm-hmm.
She was a cheerleader. And she broke up, and the next day he brings a knife to school and stabs her in school in front
right.
of her friends. So we tell them real-life stories, and we've got a 911 call
mm-hmm.
from an 18-year-old who was almost murdered here in Rapides Parish by her abusive boyfriend. She tried breaking up with him. We teach kids that that's the time they're going to be in the most danger is when they break up with an abuser.
Right.
And so to beware of that and how to develop a safety plan and be safe and be strong.
And one of the things that I thought that you said very early in the program in the first segment was intergenerational. And as we were talking to Otrella's mom, the young girl that you just referred to, that she was stabbed to death by her boyfriend, when we look back at the history of that story, the young man that is now sitting in jail for the rest of his life made one bad decision that changed not only the course of his life, but changed the course of Otrella's life, which she is no longer alive. But within the history of that story, there is a history of domestic violence that he experienced from home.
Exactly. Would you believe you remember 3 years ago the Chris Brown Rihanna incident?
Absolutely.
And Chris Brown had been on a talk show, Tyra Banks talk show. He stated that his mother was a victim of domestic violence and that when he was growing up, he swore he'd never hit a woman.
Right.
It's a strong, strong power, that power and control. And you hit the nail on the head, the way that kids are raised and socialized.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlette, as you know, with a young man coming mm-hmm. up, just look at the media that kids are exposed to.
Right.
The violence and how women are held in such low esteem in
right.
music videos.
Right.
And the words to songs and what women are called.
Right.
And then we turn around and expect them to put women on a pedestal.
Right.
And
it's a very mixed message.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is what we really want parents to, I hope, Carolyn, take away from this conversation, is that it's not just about our girls, but it's about what we're saying to our young men. And to have a very level and equal conversation with both young women and young men, because, you know, we all have to be accountable for our actions.
That's right.
And it has to start with parents.
And research shows if boys grow up in abusive homes, more likely than not, they are going to be abusers.
Wow.
And that's just so scary. They're going to hand it down to the next generation.
Right. And that's why it's generational. But you know what? We believe that knowledge is power. We believe the more information, the more times we talk about it, it will open up dialogue, Carolyn, for the next family and the next generation, that we will be the change that we want to see. And teen dating violence is a real issue that is happening every day. And females ages 16 to 24, they're saying, research is saying, are more vulnerable to intimate partner violence than any other age group, at the rate of almost triple the national average. And that is startling.
Startling and scary. And then the unhealthy behaviors that come with that. Research shows if you are a victim of dating violence, you are going to be more than likely, you will do poorly in school.
Mm-hmm.
You may skip school because you're scared to go. You're going to be more likely to engage in unhealthy sexual behavior, more
mm-hmm.
likely to drink and do drugs, use tobacco, drink and drive,
mm-hmm.
or sit in a car where your partner's been drinking and driving.
Right.
It is a public health issue, and that is something that it's amazing to me. The public and health providers, healthcare providers, and some funders do not realize. The Centers for Disease Control, as you said, say that it is a growing and leading public health issue when it comes to our teenagers.
Wow. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how schools can hopefully get on board with this program for this school year. And we're going to continue to talk about how we need to esteem our young people, not just our teens, but our tweens. It is an important conversation, and it's one that we should all be thinking about. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
She was a pretty sweet thing, not the least a bit insecure. Then you came with your stick game and played with her. The way you lied and played with a trap. She never knew what hit her. Steal her honey, then forget her. Now the road is gone.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Johnny Marks, president of McDonald's Pineville, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carla Christmas.
Hello, my name is Mary Boyd Smith with Sinlaw Counseling and Consulting Agency, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more by phoning 318-767-2220. And we want to remind you to get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. It doesn't matter if you have just come into money or you have a 401k plan, that you need to understand what's happening with it. Your pathway advisor is here to serve you. The number is 318-448-8600. And also McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining us this morning, we're having a really, really important conversation for all parents and even, Carolyn, those grandparents who are raising teens and tweens. And we're talking about fighting a fight that we hope that we can win, and that is teen dating violence. And the facts are just alarming. And before we went to break, you know, and even throughout the conversation, I was asking Carolyn, what are the steps that parents need to take in putting an end, and not even putting an end, but connecting with their kids on this issue. Because, you know, kids at that age, let's face it, that's an age when they're not as verbal with their parents as we would like them to be.
Right, right. So parents just, they need to be engaged, know where their kids are, with whom they're hanging out,
mm-hmm.
Have some controls over the texting and what they're availing themselves to online,
mm-hmm.
and setting that example and knowing where to go for help and how to go for help. Parents, there's just such a plethora of information, mm-hmm. available online to know what are the warning signs and how parents can step in and intercede if they suspect that their child is a victim or an abuser,
mm-hmm.
How to get that child help.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had, as we were sitting here, I pulled up Otrella's story, and it is a story that is indelibly implanted into my heart and mind. This young girl that is killed by her boyfriend, her all-star running back boyfriend. At 16 years old, both of their lives have changed diametrically. They have been forever changed. And, you know, it seems like Otrella's story and even the stories that we hear locally, Carolyn, that they happen to other parents and other teens. But the fact of the matter is that they're happening, and many of us are not aware that it's happening in our own communities, in our own schools.
Mm-hmm. Administrators, when we were working to get approval to take this program to schools, didn't believe that it was a big problem. But you talk to teachers, and they see it.
Mm-hmm.
They see it all the time, and they're very concerned about it. We did a survey school year before last. We wanted to see how prevalent dating violence is in the community, what tactics abusers are using, what types of abuse are being
mm-hmm.
used, and how many kids are involved in abusive relationships. And judges and school administrators were stunned at the amount of kids. 14% of kids, it was anonymous surveys, and 14% of kids said that they are currently or had been in abusive relationships. 6% of kids said that they didn't know, they weren't sure if they were.
Mm-hmm.
And it ranged the types of abuse from choking, hitting,
mm-hmm.
punching, slapping, forced sexual activity,
mm-hmm.
The verbal abuse, the name calling and belittling.
Mm.
And so that's all going on right here in Rapides Parish. And it was just shocking to a lot of people.
And it's shocking to hear, and I'm sure it's shocking for a lot of parents to even begin to process this information. But I know that this school year, you are going to be working very, very hard to take this message, hopefully, to every school. Let's talk about how schools can connect with A Fight We Can Win.
Thank you. They can give us a call at Next Step. That's 318-664-0277. And we are working right now to schedule programs. The principal of Pineville High wants us to come as soon as school starts.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're so happy about that. We completed Pineville Junior High last year, Gina Junior High.
Mm-hmm.
We got the 9th and 10th graders at Ash. And so schools can just give us a call, and we will schedule the program. And we are working right now to set up training for teachers, because a lot of times teachers do not know how to respond if a child discloses he or she is a victim of
right.
violence. And so we want to let teachers know what to look for, how to respond, how not to respond
mm-hmm.
is just as important,
mm-hmm.
and where to go for help. And so that's what we're working to set up right now.
And what we really want to trumpet this morning is that it seems that Otrella's story and the stories that we hear about in the national media are an anomaly, that it could never happen. But the fact of the matter, Carolyn, is that it can happen.
It can happen, and it's happening here. Not to the extent of that a young lady is murdered by a boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
but the abuse is going on, and it could escalate to that.
Right.
It does every year around the country. It escalates to a young lady. It's mostly young ladies who were murdered by their partners.
Wow. And so, Carolyn, what's the most important message that you think that parents and even teens should take away from this conversation?
That, like Oprah says, if he hits you once, he'll hit you again.
Wow.
And another saying that is on some of our multimedia, love is not a leash.
Mm-hmm.
Just know the warning signs so that you can intercept a potentially dangerous relationship. Because dating violence. Violence can start early and last a lifetime.
Hmm.
It damages the soul. And so it robs kids of their innocence and the time in their lives when they should be having the most fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just getting relationships established. A scary statistic is if young ladies are abused early on, chances are they've got, I think it's a 3 times more likelihood to be abused when they go off to college.
Wow.
And carry those patterns into adulthood.
And you know, that's poignant and powerful. It damages the soul. And so, you know, sometimes we have these conversations that are tough to have. They're tough to talk about. They're tough to hear. But the fact of the matter is that we've got to begin to engage our teens and our tweens. We've got to start having these conversations, and we've got to teach young girls, most especially, very, very early, that you cannot change anyone but yourself. You cannot fix him.
That's such an excellent point. And we are working right now. My associate is working as we speak on a new song about that. You can't change the setting of the sun. You can't mm-hmm. change the way the river runs. But you can change who gets a piece of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that, because you're not going to change your abuser. And that's young ladies get caught in that cycle, and women do.
Mm-hmm.
If I just wouldn't have talked mm-hmm. back, if I just wouldn't have been late, mm-hmm. that's not an excuse to get beaten up.
Absolutely.
And
not.
So, yes, you can't change. You can change who gets a piece of your heart.
Absolutely. And I think that it's an important message, Carolyn. And you are a light, a bright light, because this work is very, very hard work, not just on the education and captivating young people. And we know how challenging in this world of multimedia and technology, how hard it is to captivate the attention of our young people. That in itself is a challenge. But to really, really stand for the next generation, again, you are a light. And we would hope that every school, not only in Rapides Parish, but in surrounding parishes throughout this state and throughout this country, will receive this message, because it's one that every young person and every parent needs to connect to.
Thank you so much, Carlette.
Absolutely. And so in the coming days and weeks, Carolyn, hopefully we'll be able to partner with you on bringing Otrella's mom to Central Louisiana. Her story is one that bears repeating. It is an incredible story, but the work, the life work that she is doing to make sure that another child is not killed at the hands of another young person. And we said to her on that day that both of those kids' lives were really lost, because now Marcus, who was the boyfriend, is sitting in jail for the rest of his natural life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Two lives lost.
Two lives lost.
The young lady we have the 911 call from here locally, her ex-boyfriend got 66 years in Angola. And so that, you know, this young lady recovered, thank heavens, but she's forever changed. And she goes around with us and speaks to children when her work schedule allows. And it's amazing. The kids just eat up having mm-hmm. a chance to talk to a real life victim.
Right. And, you know, if this is not enough, policymakers, they're saying, can play a role in preventing teen dating violence. At least 17 states have laws that urge or require school boards to develop curriculum on teen dating violence. So, Carolyn, the message is being heard, and we certainly, if there is anything that we can do on this journey in partnering, you know, we're here to do it.
Thank you. And I would love, you were saying, to bring Trella's mother here. February is National Teen Dating Violence mm-hmm. Awareness and Prevention Month, and we are working to host a big event for kids, and we would love to bring her into Central Louisiana to speak with kids, parents, and teachers.
Absolutely, and that's something that we're certainly going to work on, and you know what? It starts with our young people, and if we can stop teen dating violence, if we can stop the prevalence and the proficiency in which this is being perpetrated, if we can stop that now, then we can stop those young men and young women from being perpetrators and abusers and people that are being abused as they become adults.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
It starts with our kids. And, You know what? We ask you every single day to be the change that you want to see. Carolyn, we want you to give that number once again to Next Step and how people can connect with the wonderful works that you all are doing.
Thank you. The number again is 318-664-0277.
It's called Teen Dating Violence, A Fight We Can Win. Beautiful brochures. Kids have been instrumental in the artwork over at Pineville High School, and are working. There are many teens that are working with this program to be the change that they want to see in teen dating violence. And we are asking you as parents and grandparents to get involved in this movement because it is critical for the next generation. Carolyn, thank you for spending the very best part and the busiest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Thank you. It was my pleasure and a blessing.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody, but we'll be back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Spray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Spray Hyde Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Lynn Hyde, president of Family Counseling Agency, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle Wolf and his team in Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, will they remove your doubts? And you know, as we were wrapping up this morning's teen dating violence segment, you know, we were sitting here and, you know, when you have these conversations, they're tough conversations, but, you know, when you continue to look at the statistics further, it says something that's even probably more startling, talking about parental awareness, and that 81% of parents surveyed either believe teen dating violence is not an issue or admit that they don't know if it's an issue. 81%. So what that means, parents, is that it's probably a subject that we're not talking to our kids enough about. And you know what? We're guilty because you think when you have these tweens at 12, 11, 12 years old, you don't really consider that it's a subject that you should be talking often about. But as kids get older, things begin to change, and it has to start at home. It has to start with having these very uncomfortable conversations with your kids, conversations about sex and the body. And respect and, you know, misogyny. We talk about this word a lot. It's just a big word that means hatred toward women. And kids are experiencing that a lot in the lyrics of songs. And, you know, whether they are internalizing that or not, one never really knows. But we as parents, leaders in the community, and mentors, we've got to be on point about what's going into our kids' psyche, but more importantly, how they are internalizing those things. And if we never have those conversations, then we're like those 81% of parents surveyed who don't believe that it's a problem, or they don't even know if it's an issue because we're not talking about it. And then they go on to say, this study goes on to say, a majority of parents, about 54%, admit that they've never spoken to their child about teen dating violence. And so you wonder why this is a critical and important conversation. It's not just because it's back to school time, but it's because studies bear out that we're not talking about it enough. And so if this doesn't give you pause and make you say, wait a minute, you know, and also what kids are saying and which sexual acts can be given particular connotations, and especially teaching our young boys to respect young women, but most especially teaching young girls to esteem themselves and to respect themselves and not accept anything. And ladies and gentlemen, it starts with us. And many, many mentors out there are working hard to make sure that they're having these conversations with young women. And, you know, you may not be a parent, but you can be a mentor. You can, ladies, we can help young girls understand what being a lady is
And sometimes just one word from someone can change a young woman's life or a young man's life. And men, it means teaching young boys how to be respectful. You know, how not to use the words that we hear in rap lyrics as terms of endearment. Letting them know that calling a girl a bitch is unacceptable and that it's not a term of endearment. And those are very real issues that we must begin to talk about. And letting young girls know that being called a bitch is not a term of endearment and it's unacceptable. It used to be if you got called that term, you would get, those were fighting words. But now they're used so callously that it's almost become a term of endearment. And to that extent, we've got to go back to some old school and let girls and young men know that that's not cool, that that is disrespectful. You know, there are some things that we just have got to grab a hold to and say, hey, this is where I draw the line. And when you begin to respect yourself as young women, boys will naturally start to respect you or they'll move on, you know. And so these are very real conversations that we need to be talking about. And I hope that every mom, every grandparent, every mentor will call somebody up and say, you know what, where do you stand on this issue? And I was talking to Deuce Christmas about it this morning, and we were talking about texting. You know, and texting can be, listen, this is what we've said to ours about texting and Facebook. Don't write anything on those mediums that you wouldn't want your parents to see. You know, and as parents, we've got to start looking at the mediums in which our kids are using to communicate. You know, what are they saying? And, you know, to some degree, we can't control everything, but we can begin to have these conversations with our kids. We can begin to help them to look at these situations differently just by getting involved. And so that's what these conversations are about. And we're going to continue to talk about it. We're going to continue to support programs like Next Step and A Fight That We Can Win, because they are important. They're important to our community. They're important to our kids. And they're important to the adults in our community. And so today we challenge you to have the conversation, to begin to open up that very challenging conversation with your teens and with your tweens. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing. Sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry flavor. Chiller at McDonald's. Smooth. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Tuesday, and we hope that your Tuesday is off to a really good start. Can you believe that July is already over? It is July 31st, and it's 8:43 a.m., and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play right there in Of Oils Parish, also Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinla. One heartbeat at a time. And you know, before I leave teen dating violence, I'm going to just say this last thing, because I think it's so critical. It's about teaching not only young girls, but I would say probably especially, well, both our girls and our boys about loving themselves. And I believe that when you really begin to teach your kids about self-love, and yesterday, DC and I, well, we had been talking, because we were talking, we often talk about Deuce Christmas. You know, as parents, you talk about your kids and your hopes and your aspirations for your kids. And we were saying, you know, we just really want him to come out of his shell and be more engaged and be a little bit friendlier and just all the things that we were hoping for. And I just... You know, I tell you guys about these articles that I read all the time. And I got a revelation reading an article yesterday. And we were talking and we just decided, you know, you let your kids be who they are. But in being who they are, teach them to love themselves. And God will do the rest, because for many of us, especially ladies, it's about control. It's about wanting our kids to be and do and act and say all of the right things, because somehow we think that it makes us look better as parents. And so yesterday, we just got this revelation, just let your kids be who they are, but you just sort of sculpt that. But the most integral part of being who you are is loving who you are and appreciating yourself And for our young girls, especially those young girls that are growing into young women that are not validated by a dad being there or a male figure that's there to say, you're beautiful. You're beautiful just because you are. Many young girls have a problem with the transition. And so moms and dads and mentors and leaders in the community, if we begin to teach our kids to love themselves and embrace who they are and who God has called them to be, I think that we'll get it right. Just encourage your kids today to love themselves, because guess what? When you love yourself, it makes it so much easier to love and just appreciate those others that are around you. And then you have that syndrome that I'm okay, you're okay. I don't need to put my hands on you. I don't need to control you because I'm okay with me. And maybe that's what we're not imparting into our kids enough, is self-love, because we're so busy pushing them in athletics and dance and gymnastics and pageantry and all of the things that maybe we are vicariously trying to experience through our kids. So how about this one simple thing? Teach our kids simply to love themselves. And you know what? I believe that that's a thought that just is just a spiritual thought. If we start to teach our kids to love ourselves, love themselves, it's going to make for a better generation. So anywho, as we move into August, we're going to be switching gears, and we have gotten lots of feedback on what tomorrow's show is going to be about: Every Woman's Guide to Enhancing Her Sexuality Through the Secrets of Natural Medicine. Great sex naturally is what we're going to be talking about. Part two, it's the follow-up. Hey, ladies, we've been getting your questions, your texts, and your emails. You can email us. Hey, I'll ask those questions so that you don't have to. All you got to do is send me an email at CXMAS. Go to our website. You know, go to onpointcxmas.com and send it over just in question form, and we'll talk to Dr. Lori Steele Smith. The book is so incredible. And so many people have said they wanted more. They wanted to hear more. And you know what? Just because you're aging doesn't mean that your sexuality, your libido, has got to disappear. She debunks these myths, and she gives really, really great information about things that we can do to make sure that our libido is vibrant throughout aging. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunkie. You can phone Darlene at 318-346-2540 in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. You can phone Daryl and his team. We call Daryl brother at 318-443-5741. It's a place that we feel absolutely confident in letting you know that they're going to be on point with taking care of your vehicle. Doesn't matter if it's domestic or foreign. And also Southwest Beverage Messages, safety messages. Listen, if you need more information about the Southwest safety messages, you can log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. You know, we want to remind you that the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure is coming up October 20th. We want you to be on point, and we want to thank all of those people who are reaching out, phoning us at our offices at 318-445-5658. We let you guys know all the time that we only broadcast from the station. Our offices are at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, right here in Alexandria. And the zip is 71302. So if you need to connect with us after our hour and a half is over on the air, you got to phone us at 318-445-5658. Or you can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. And we pick up those messages there as well. So we want to encourage every single person that sat on the bench last year and said, you know what, I can't wait until next year. I'm going to get involved. Well, now is your opportunity. And let me just say that we have got some incredible things coming up, some incredible people that are going to come and speak to Central Louisiana about breast cancer. And one of those incredible people that our team is working on right now is Gabrielle Union. She had her very best sister friend that went home to be with the Lord that has a very poignant message about breast cancer. And she is her friend's voice, and she is leading the trumpet to tell women to be aware of their breast health. Know your body. You're going to hear us say that so many times. You know, I was saying, Gene Williams, and we talk daily, and we were saying how, you know, we all work so hard to raise money, and it wasn't just Team OPT, but it was Central Louisiana. We all, the people that got involved in this movement, we all worked so hard to raise money and raise awareness. And I feel like we're not taking advantage of those opportunities. She said, I hear you say every morning about the free mammograms. They should be calling us up by now saying, stop sending the people. We can't do any more mammograms. If I'm talking to you this morning, if I have reached underneath your desk or your bed and I have stepped on your toes, the time is now. If you're 40 years old or older, you're uninsured or you're underinsured, get your free mammogram by simply phoning Cabrini Hospital and saying, hey, what do I need to do to make it happen? This is what I want to leave you with today. Allow your inner light to guide you. There comes a time when you must stand alone. You must feel confident enough within yourself to follow your own dreams. You must be willing to make sacrifices, and you must be capable of changing and rearranging your priorities so that your final goal can be achieved. And sometimes familiarity and comfort need to be challenged. There are times when you must take a few extra chances and create your own realities. Be strong enough to at least try to make your life better. Be confident enough that you won't settle for a compromise just to get by. Appreciate yourself by allowing yourself the opportunities to grow, develop, and find your true sense of purpose in this life. Wow. I'm going to tell you, that is a deep, 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 deep thought for this morning. Don't stand in someone else's shadow when it's your sunlight that should lead the way. Let your own inner light guide you today. You guys are the absolute best. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Tuesday, and we'll see you right back here, God willing, on Wednesday. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.